Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, my, be victorious by praising.
Brothers and sisters on Advent Light. This is Sister Powell just hosting, you know, on behalf of Sister Carla. She'll be traveling, you know, so she asks, and I am grateful, thankful to the Lord that I was able to, you know, fulfill this wonderful, wonderful opportunity that God has given unto us. So I'm going to offer a word of prayer, and our opening song will be 383, O Day of Rest and Gladness. And then I'm asking my dear, welcome again. You know, I'm asking my dear sister, you know, she could find Exodus 20 and she could read the scripture passage for us, 6 to 11. Brothers and sisters, we have to give God thanks for the blessings that you have restored upon us, and also allowing us to see this beautiful, beautiful Sabbath evening where we can come before with brothers and sisters to bring joy, that to share the joy that is within us to our brothers and sisters. And they too can also share the goodness of God and the blessings that they have received during the past week. So let us pray. Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for his mercies endure it forever. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this great, great, great opportunity, this blessed Sabbath day that you have given unto us. Lord, I can say, Lord, you have allowed us to experience, Lord, a day that we look forward for, dear Lord. And now it is here. We ask you, Lord, to pour your blessings upon us. And allow us, Lord, through the Holy Spirit, that we will be able, dear Lord, to represent you in everything we do. We ask you to bless us and keep us, guide and protect us, Lord, and help us on this line, that everyone who come tonight will able to share and give thanks and praises and to bring glory to your wonderful name. We just want to thank you for this Sabbath, Lord. This Sabbath, you have given us everything, and we just want to say thank you. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Yes, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, I hope you are hearing, because I hear something coming in a while ago, a voice coming in. I know I was on the line, and the line is still there, so I just hope that everyone is hearing me. So I will sing the song, and then I will open the line for 518-482, asking if you could read the scripture passage or our opening scripture. Is coming from Exodus 20 and from the chapter Exodus 26, verse 6 to 11, asking you please. So I will sing the song, and you can sing the song also, my dear beloved brothers and sisters. O day of rest and gladness, O day of joy and life, O balm of care and sadness, most beautiful, most bright, on thee, the high and lowly, who bend before the throne. Sing holy, holy, holy to the eternal one. Thou art a port protected from storms that round us rise, a garden intersected with streams of paradise. Thou art a cooling fountain in life's dry, dreary sand. From thee, like pilgrims mounting, we view our promised land. A day of sweet reflection, thou art a day of love, a day to raise affection from her to things above. New grace is ever gaining from this our day of rest. We see the rest remaining in mansions of the blessed. Praise the Lord for this blessed day of rest, my dear. God is good, and as he gave us this rest day, let us praise him. Let us shout, let us give him thanks for all what he has done. Lord, we here over this side can say, Lord, we thank you so far. You have covered us, and we have a lot to praise him for. And also, my dear beloved brothers and sisters, those our brothers and sisters over the Ukraine and Russia and those troubled area, we have to just lift them up and ask the Lord to keep them and guide and protect them, Lord, from all the danger and the persecution that they are going through. So I just want to thank God that he gave us this day for it. So I will be opening this line up. 518-482, your line is open. Can you tell your name?
Okay,
and also
Sister Bonnie.
Read the scripture.
Thank you for opening my line so that I could read the scripture. It is a privilege to be on the line this evening. And I just want to thank God for his blessings on all of us, our holy Sabbath day of rest. So I'm going to read now from Exodus 20:11-26, Sister P. Verses 11 to 26, right? Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Father, we thank you for your word. We thank you that your word is always a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. And as we read this scripture, Lord, we pray that your Holy Spirit will be with us, all of us who are on this line tonight as we listen. May we be reminded that in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, and he rested on the seventh day. For in 6 days, reading from verse 11, thank you, Father. For in 6 days the Lord made heaven and earth, the sea and all that in them is, and rested on the seventh day, which is today, wherefore the Lord blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it, that is, making it holy. Honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land, which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Thou shalt not kill. Thou shalt not commit adultery. Thou shalt not steal. Thou shalt not bear false witness against thy neighbor. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's house. Thou shalt not covet thy neighbor's wife, nor his manservant, nor his maidservant, nor his ox, nor his ass, nor anything that is thy neighbor's. And all the people saw the thunderings and the lightnings and the noise of the trumpet and the mountain smoking. And when the people saw it, they removed and stood afar off. And they said unto Moses, speak thou with us, and we will hear. But let not God speak with us, lest we die. And Moses said unto the people, fear not, for God is come to prove you, and that his fear may be before your faces, that ye sin not. And the people stood afar off. And Moses drew near unto the thick darkness where God was. And the Lord said unto Moses, thus thou shalt say unto the children of Israel, ye have seen that I have talked with you from heaven. Ye shall not make with me, ye shall not make with me gods of silver, neither shall ye make unto you gods of gold. An altar of earth thou shalt make unto me, and shalt sacrifice thereon thy burnt offerings, and thy peace offerings, and thy sheep, and thine oxen. In all places where I record my name, I will come unto thee, I will bless thee. And if thou wilt make me an altar of stone, thou shalt not build it of hewn stone. For if thou lift up thy tool upon it, thou hast polluted it. Neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy nakedness be not discovered thereon. Neither shalt thou, I read the last verse again, it says, neither shalt thou go up by steps unto mine altar, that thy darkness may not be discovered. Hello?
I am on the line, Sister Leola.
Yeah.
No, I'm on the line, and the line started.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, we are on the line. Thank you, my dear sister Cantinelli, for that reading, right? Exodus 20. What is happening here? She's not hearing me? Hello? Thank you, Sister Assassin. We're having time, I was a little misunderstanding here. Thank you, my dear, for reading, right? This is the law and the command that God gave us, right? And it said a little further in some of the, a little further study, my dear sister, that we have to be obedient to God's law, right? That's why he gave it to us. He gave Moses the to tell the children of Israel, and they should be obedient, was to follow God's law. And you know what? We saw what happened to them, even in the wilderness. They rejected the law of God. So let us hear a little more about what we read, a little, you know, break it down, a little comment, the comment you said here, and I just can't do from 3 to 17. It said, in obedience to God's law, this love of Jesus is the soul which banish all hatred and selfishness and envy. For the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. And there is health in obedience to God's law. The affection and obedience are drawn out after God's law, after God's looking onto the, sorry, hold on a little bit. Right, so we see that God wants us to be obedient, my dear sister. Excuse me a little bit. I am having a little problem here. 2, 4, 9, 1. Yes, God wants us to be obedient in following his law and his commandments. What is happening here? Hello, Sister Leela, you're not on? What happened? Yeah, we are going to have to, both of us I see on the line now. Sister Consinelli and myself is on the line. Hold on, dear. Don't hang up. Make us find out if Sister, just hold on. Sister Consinelli, you're hearing me?
Loud and clear.
You're hearing me?
Yes, dear.
Clear, clear.
Yes, yes. Yes.
And you are on the and you are on the line, sister. Other people calling, they can't come on the line. They're blocked and they're not hearing nothing. And it's not showing on their computer.
Uh oh. I don't know. I'm hearing.
All right. All right, my dear. Just hold on a minute. Sister Leola? Sister, I don't know if Sister Leola, because we are on the line, live.
I should get on the line.
Yes, my dear. Yes, my dear sister. So as we was reading some of the comment that God gave us, right? The comment, how the law, the commandment, and the Sabbath, that we should be worshiping the Sabbath and honor God's commandment that he has given unto us. This is something that we should, right? And we know that the Sabbath, how important the Sabbath is, that is what is the world is actually worrying about, because they wanted to change God's blessed Sabbath day that he has given unto us. But thank God for those, that little group, that little remnant group who keep God's commandment, and also of the faith of Jesus Christ. And there are these are only this little group who is being obedient to God's law will able to enter into eternal rest. And it also said no other profess to keep the commandment. The ancient Jewish church were the highly favored people of God, and that was bought out of Egypt and acknowledged at his own peculiar treasure, the many and exceedingly great and precious promises to them as a people were the hope of their confidence of the Jewish church. Herein they trusted and believed their Savior in other people. Their salvation, sure. No other people profess to be governed by the commandments of God, redemption of the first advent, right? And three said, self-dependence is idolatry, and idolatry are condemned by the word of God. The folly consists of trusting in self for salvation is looking down to the work of their own wisdom. So my dear sister and brother on this line, God wants us to follow him. God wants us to trust him. God wants us to believe that he is able. So that is it, the Sabbath. And as Sabbath, I'm going to open the line for my brothers and sisters to share your testimony, a praise, a song. Give God thanks and praise, report what God have done for you. He said, we are two or three gathered together doing the things concerning his will. He is in the midst, right? And because we know that he is here, let us praise the Lord. So I open the line again for my dear sister. I don't know what is happening there. 518-482, your line is open.
Okay, thank you, Sister Paula, for opening my line. I'm happy to be here on this line to give God praise again and thanks. But, you know, after we opened the Sabbath, we blessed the Sabbath, we were keeping a little devotion. I took up this book, Early Writings, right? And I said, I'm going to read a few, two paragraphs. Experience and the views. This experience and views is Sister White's writing, Early Writings. Page 120. And we need to hear these things today. It says, I saw that God's people are on enchanted ground, right? And that some have nearly all and have lost nearly all sense of the shortness of time and the worth of the soul. Pride has crept in among Sabbath keepers, pride of dress and appearance, said the angel, Sabbath keepers will have to die to self and die to pride and love of approbation. That means the love of praise.
I don't know what happened, so I don't know if other people are having the same. Sister Consignelli, I assume, can you pause a little?
Yeah.
Sister, pause a little. I don't know.
I will.
Sister Consignelli on the line.
And who else on the
line? And I don't want to shut it and start it up because I can lock me out.
Okay.
The devil, pray. Are we going to pause, Sister Consignelli, and pray a little? Pray, but Sister Leola cannot get on, and maybe other people is having the same difficulty. So let us pray. Let us pray.
Okay.
Sister Consignelli, Father in heaven, we come to you this blessed Sabbath evening to give you thanks and praise for all the blessings. Father, we know what the enemy is doing, dear Lord, tonight on this line. But we know that you are greater than him. And we know that this evening is a Sabbath evening. And you want your children to come to praise you and to give thanks for the blessing that you have restored upon them. I present Sister Leola to you who is trying, Lord, to come on this line. And she tries her phone and her husband's phone and computer. And she locked out of the line. Lord, we do not know, but we know it's the enemy. In the name of Jesus, we ask you to release this line so that your children will come on who the enemy is stopping, our children to come to praise you because he wants the praise, but we know he's a liar and he's a thief, Lord Jesus, and he's a deceiver. Lord, so continue, Lord, to help us, Lord, that we will know that when these things happen, Lord, we know he's the enemy. Bless us and keep us and let us, Leola, join again and the other brothers. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay. All right, Sister Consignelli, you can. Your line is open.
Okay, let me continue. I said I was reading from Early Writings by Ellen G. White. I was reading something here. I said, I saw that God's people are on the enchanted ground and that some have lost nearly all sense of the shortness of time and the worth of the soul. Pride has crept in among Sabbath keepers, pride of dress and appearance, said the angel. Sabbath keepers will have to die to self and die to pride and love of approbation. that means love of praise, if they love to have praise. Truth, saving truth must be given to the starving people who are in darkness. I saw that many pray for God to humble them, but if God should answer their prayer, it would be by terrible things in righteousness. It was their duty to humble themselves. I saw that if self-exaltation was offered to some in, it would surely lead the soul astray, and if not overcome, would prove their ruin. When one begins to get lifted up in his own eyes and think he can do something, the Spirit of God is withdrawn, and he does not go on his own strength until he is overthrown. I saw that one saint, if he were right, could move the arm of God, but a multitude together, if they were wrong, would be weak and could effect nothing. So that is my little reading there. I'm reading from the experience. Let me read a little, just a little more of it. It says, I saw that the remnant were not prepared for what is coming upon the earth. Stupidity, like lethargy, seems to hang upon the minds of most of those who profess to believe that we are having the last message. My accompanying angel cries out with awful solemnity, "Get ready! Get ready, get ready, for the fierce anger of the Lord is soon to come. His wrath is to be poured out, unmixed with mercy, and we are not ready. Rend the heart and not the garment. A great work must be done for the remnant. Many of them are dwelling upon little trials," said the angels. "Legions of evil angels are around you and are trying to press in the awful darkness that ye may be ensnared and taken. Ye suffer your minds to be diverted too readily from the work of preparation and the all-important truth for these last days. And we dwell upon little trials and go into minute particulars of little difficulties to explain them to the satisfaction of this one or that. Conversation has been protracted for hours between the parties concerned, and not only has their time been wasted, but the servants of God are held to listen to them when the hearts of both parties are unsubdued by grace. If pride and selfishness were laid aside, 5 minutes would remove most difficulties. Angels have been God is pleased by the hour which we have put spent beside self. I saw that God will not bow down and listen to long justification, and he does not want his servants to do so. Yes. So that is my little reading, which I think was very impressive in experience. Right? Sister Powell?
Somebody's what?
Just trying to get in. It's Satan, man. Satan.
I don't know. We know this.
Father, we pray that you will take away whatever is holding up this man, this morning. She get in.
But it's here, Sabbath day of rest, and we are in it. Sister Cancinelli, just hold on a second. No, it's not on my computer. Invite guests to host and end for that. And it's just a normal thing. And with the where the host and the visitor are supposed to be, just with both of us. on it. Nobody else on. Well, I don't see that on. So who set it up that way? Sister Consonelli, just hold on a little.
All right, I'm holding on.
Huh? Okay, well, what we will do is maybe just pray and go on the conference line. Okay, we will just... Sister Consonelli, we have a problem here. It looks like we have a technical difficulty. So we're going to pray a handout, and we're going to go on the conference line because other people... You know, we want to go on the conference line. So we're going to pray. Would you like to pray? You would like to pray out the session for us, and then we'll end this. Yes. Sister Consonelli,
Father,
will you pray for us?
Yes. Father, we come to you at this moment to thank you, Lord, for your beautiful Sabbath day of rest, which you have caused to come down to this earth. Again, to your people. O day of rest and gladness, O day of joy and light. Father, we thank you that we can come before you this evening to give you praise and thanks for your keeping watch over us during the 6 working days of toil and labor. We see, Lord, that the devil is very busy and he wants to keep us out. But, Lord, we know that you are great, you are marvelous, and he cannot stop nothing. He cannot stop your work from going forward. So, Father, we pray that you will be with each one who is coming to hear something to help them, their soul, to be more fervent in your grace and to serve you better. Help us, Lord, that even as we speak about the Sabbath, right now, and the preparation we have to make, Lord, help, Lord, that people, all of us on this line, will be blessed. So whatever is trying to prevent us from meeting together as a group, Lord, we denounce it, and we know your Holy Spirit will continue to be with us. So bless Sister Powell as she goes on the conference line, and as we meet together again, that you will bless and keep us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You have the number, Sister Consonelli?
Nope, I don't have a conference number.
True, you have a pen?
Oh, yes, I could have a pen. Yes. Let me get a pen. I got a pen.
Sister Viola, I'm going to hang up and then you can call. 319?
Three.
Is what?
319, go ahead.
Okay. All right. 605-475-4000. And the pin is 110035 pound. 110035 pound. You get it, Sister Consonelli?
I think so. 319-605-475. 4000, right?
605-405-475-4000. 110035. So I'm going to close out this number and then your call, okay?
Okay.